Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Back on the sidelines at the Ridgewood Co-op, this time in boys basketball. It's Brian Brooks. Of course, he had a very nice run as the girls basketball coach at Ridgewood. I think a five-year stint that started at Alwood, but he led that program to a state tournament appearance. Brian Brooks, good to see you back on the sidelines. Tell us about, I guess, getting back in the business.
Well, I think every coach that walks away from the game, they probably miss the day after they resign. And, you know, I've missed it since the day I resigned the first time, and I guess kind of got an opportunity here to apply for the boys' job, and just excited about getting back into it.
Yeah, and I know the first stint over at Ridgewood, very successful. What were some of the key things when you look back on in that five-year stretch that you would like to see done with the boys program? And of course you'd say, well, duh, Taylor, I'd like to get the boys program to state, but what are some of the other things that you look at that you want to bring to this program?
You know, I want kids to buy into what we're trying to do as coaches, on and off the floor with them. Get them to believe that they can be successful. You know, you don't always have to be the best athlete, but being the smartest athlete and just being part of a team, and you know, that's what we're going to try to get. And I think that's what we tried to do with the girls program, and you know, we had kids that bought into what we tried to do. And I always share my experiences as an athlete and with my kids and say, you know, anything's possible. And I think if you can get kids thinking those things, you know, good things happen. And you know, I think we have a good group of athletic boys that are in the program. It'd be the first year we don't have someone 6'5", but I think we're very athletic. And just being with the boys a short time here over the summertime, I think the kids have bought into it. There's going to be a lot of work to do, but, you know, I think we can be really successful with the two schools. And, you know, the boys have always had great numbers and some good teams. And, you know, hopefully we can get over that hump and, you know, hopefully win a regional and go on from there.
Well, and I know if they would call you a new head boys basketball coach, I mean, you're familiar kind of with the culture over there with the co-op. That's not a big deal. I think most people are accustomed to that. I know you have a son that's in the program, and, you know, you've been around basketball your whole life, and you kind of know what you're getting into. So it would be a misnomer to call you basically, you know, I think a new head coach over there. You have some background and experience with basketball in the area.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't remember. I was, you know, first off coach for a couple years and never thought I'd ever want to coach girls basketball. And, of course, there was an opportunity for me to be a head coach. And, you know, I took over the girls and enjoyed that time. But, you know, I started off as a boys coach. And, you know, I'm glad to be on both sides of it. You know, boys and girls are a little bit different coaching, but you know, I'm kind of glad to be back on the boys' side and just excited to start the season.
Well, I know the other thing, you look at the LTC, it's a good league for boys basketball, that's for sure. I know we saw Anawan got to the final game of the season, finished state runner-up. Weathersfield, of course, is a great program, won a bunch last year. They have some key kids back, Mercer County up near the top. Well, what about this Lincoln Truck Conference basketball race and getting ready for that?
You know, I had a lot of people when we started here in June saying they thought the LTC was going to be down. And, you know, I've told everybody I think it's actually going to be up and coming. I've seen a group of fresh soft kids play here the last couple of years, you know, and you've got Princeville and you've got Anawan. Mercer County is going to be strong. You know, I think we're going to be competitive with the times, the records we've had at the lower levels. I think the next 3 to 4 years in the LTC, I mean, it's going to be a dogfight. United, you know, they've got a good group of kids coming up. So every night you go into a conference game, I don't think there's going to be any easy wins for anybody. You know, I think that there's going to be a lot of games that are going to be 10 less points. So as far as the conference race, I think everybody should be ready to play every night, because if you're not, you're going to lose. And I think it's going to be a good, tight, Lincoln Trail, a race. And I think all the teams are going to be pretty even, and it's going to be very competitive.
All right, Coach. We'll look forward to seeing you on the sidelines in the fall and winter. Welcome back to high school basketball coaching.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, Brian Brooks, new boys basketball coach of the Ridgewood Spartans. He led the girls program to state just several years ago.